Hi, I'm Jill Chivers from Shop Your Wardrobe and 16 Style Types.
And I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style and 16 Style Types. We're going to talk today about glasses as a signature style accessory.
Yeah.
Or element. Mm. And what's interesting is we both wear glasses, but I would not consider mine to be a signature style element. Mm. Even though they're the obvious frame. Mm. It's not a disappearing, it's a quite obvious frame. Mm. But for me, they are not part of my signature style.
Yeah.
Because I expect my next glasses to be quite different in shape and style and colour.
Yeah.
And these are quite different from my last glasses.
Right.
And so therefore, they're not that kind of identifier. So part of that signature style element is that it's identifiable.
Yeah, yeah. And mine kind of are part of my signature style. They are in a big way because they're leopard print. Yeah. And of course, that's my thing, as everybody knows. The shape of them, the cat's eye, yes, felt quite adventurous for me, sort of a departure, and I deliberated long and hard over these, and I fell madly in love with them. And I have a number of pair of glasses, and they're all leopard print in one degree or another. I have another pair that are leopard at the top and rimless, yes, at the bottom. But all of my glasses are leopard print, essentially. Yes. And so they are more identifiable with me and my style. And I think these ones also are much more of a statement on my face. You can't, yes, ignore them. And some of the others are slightly more subtle. But to me, part of claiming my signature style was to do what is a relatively large investment by the time you invest in frames. Mm-hmm. And, mine are the multifocal and anti-glare, yes, and all the rest of it.
They become very expensive.
They do. Much more expensive than the frames themselves. Mm-hmm. So to do something in leopard print was kind of an act of really claiming. I mean, I'd been in love with leopard print for some, yes, time, but it felt like I'm really doing it.
Yes. Mm. And so, there's some people say Iris Apfel is known for her big round glasses.
Yeah.
Always in an overscale round glasses. And she's been wearing them for decades and decades.
Yeah.
It's, identifiable. Mm. I think of Anna Wintour. She's another example of someone who wears glasses, I would say, is part of her signature style.
Yeah.
You see her, but they're sunglasses.
Mm.
But they're the same shape and style all the time. You're not seeing her in lots of different shapes and styles, but you, yeah, do go, she wears sunglasses.
Yeah.
A lot. Mm. Particularly when she's out in public. But often she'll be inside somewhere and she'll be interviewed and she's wearing her sunglasses. Mm. She hasn't taken them off, which most people would go, I'm going to take those glasses off.
Mm.
Now, I sometimes wonder if she doesn't like to be looked at. Mm. And partly there, and they could possibly be a multifocal prescription lens, highly likely.
Mm.
So, she's been outside, she's come inside, she can't see properly. I don't know.
Mm.
But definitely it's something there where you see them. There's something that makes her identifiable, which is part of that signature style element.
Yeah. I always see particularly with her, the wearing of the sunglasses is a very deliberate thing. Mm. For a start, I can't imagine that she left her clear glasses at home and that she just somehow forgot them.
Yes.
She just doesn't seem like a lady who would do that. But I just see it as a deliberate thing, that it is a way of maintaining some degree, yes, of privacy. I don't see it as a sort of rebellious thing. I see it as a she needs to protect herself in,
yes,
some way. Even though she's a strong woman, I get a sense that she has structures around her that mean she's not invaded, her space is not invaded in a way that is disruptive and unsettling to her. That's how I read it. Could be many things.
So if you're thinking about, well, will I make mine part of my signature style? Like, yeah, particularly if you have to wear glasses all the time, where,
yeah,
you're just going, well, I can't see or do anything without glasses anymore.
Yeah.
It could be something that's worth considering. And I think it could be like Jill, where the glasses shapes a difference, but the pattern, there's always a leopard print,
yeah,
that works with Jill's leopard print signature style.
Mm.
Or it could be a shape that if you find a shape that where you just go, this shape really suits my face,
yeah,
go with that shape. Mm. I mean, particularly with those ones where we've gone for a shape. Now, glasses shapes and sizes really change.
Mm.
And I always remember I did some work with an optometrist some years ago. And what was fascinating, he had 20 years of his frames.
Wow, he kept them all.
And he put them out year by year.
Fantastic.
And what was fascinating, it was like really big frames going down to tiny frames, going back to big frames.
Wow.
The colourful frames to neutral frames to rimless frames to,
Yeah.
So, and it was fascinating. You could actually see these fashions of shape and frame change.
Wow, makes me wish I'd kept mine.
Yeah. Mm. And so But what was interesting about that is you go, oh, I can see the fashion change. So if you were going to be like an iris where you go, I'm going to go for big round glasses and I don't care when they're not in fashion. Like round glasses, back in fashion.
Yeah.
Right now, highly in fashion.
Yeah.
But they've been out of fashion. We've had rectangular glasses for quite some time.
Mm.
So it is that sort of thing to be aware of that. That is something that you might go, you know, I just really like this shape on me, and that's going to be something that's identifiable. Yeah. Or you might go, I'm always going to have red glasses.
Yeah.
It could be the colour. The shape may change with the fashions,
yeah,
but the colour may be the thing that remains the same. Mm. Or something that you go, I have an idea, like an obvious pair of glasses, that they're not a discrete pair of glasses.
Yeah.
It could be things like that. So absolutely. If you want to do signature style glasses, go for it.
Yeah. And they're so visible. I mean,
yes,
even if you do go for the ones that disappear a little bit, I mean,
we can still see you've got glasses gone. Yeah, so
exactly. Yeah. So really interesting to think about. And glasses as accessories. I really love the fact that if you just need a pair of readers, you go to a pharmacy. There's now so many lovely choices. Mm. So even if you're not doing prescription glasses, you have some choices when it comes to what you choose.
So have fun with your glasses and share if you think yours are part of your signature style.